find Luke chapter 8. We're going to begin reading at verse 26 and read all the way through verse 39. So when we stand to our feet, if you're not able to stand for that lengthy passage, you remain standing, sitting, we understand. But if you're able, while you're finding your place, turn to Luke chapter 8, please. Stand to your feet as we're turning to Luke chapter 8 as we read the Word of God together. In honor of the Word of God, we stand. That's what's done in the Scriptures. That's why the custom is. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 and verses 26 through 39. Verses 26 through 39. Beginning at verse 26, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city, that's Jesus, when he came to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God most high? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain. And they besought him that he would suffer, permit them to enter into them. And he suffered, permitted them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake and were choked. Verse 34, when they that fed them saw what was done, they fled and went and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done to thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. I'm going to preach on the message, how to get the mind of Christ this morning. Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need you this morning. For my sake, for those that are listening, because the Word of God is going forth. Not that I'm preaching it, has nothing to do with it. It's your word. God, help us today. Do a work in our hearts and our lives. And as we prayed already, if there's somebody in this room that does not know this Jesus as their Savior, I pray they would settle that before they leave this room today. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for that lengthy passage and standing. Are things so trying and hard in our lives nowadays? Are they pressing? Is our schedule, is our life so pressure? You know what can solve all that is getting the mind of Christ in our lives. Do you need a changed life maybe this morning? There's some things in your life that are not just right, you know they're not right, but you've tried everything you think and could do. You've taken a new leaf of life, new leaf on life. You've done this, you've done that, but nothing seems to be able to change it. My friend, getting the mind of Christ can change it. Are you tired of the way your life is going and how it's treating you? Get the mind of Christ. You say, how do we get the mind of Christ? Well, we get it two ways this morning. I want to present to you those two ways. Number one, you need to get the mind of Christ and what He thought about people being saved. Yes, He wants to see people saved, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, let me turn it there. If you want to turn there, you can if you want, but you don't need to. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This is my life verse, by the way, when I sign a Bible. This is what I put in there. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. That's what Christ came to this earth for, ladies and gentlemen. He was a great philosopher. He was a great teacher. But He didn't come to impart great philosophy and truth. It's already here. He came to die to save men, women, and children's soul. And we need to get that mind of Christ in us. We need to get the mind of Christ today if you have never been saved in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, this old sinner some 30 plus years ago sat and said, my life was a wreck. I knew I needed something. And somebody introduced me to Jesus that loved me and had the mind to want to get Mark Evans saved. How about you today? What is it? You may be already saved, but is it Christ you go to? Do you have the mind of Christ when you go through these problems and these difficulties that you face in life? And we're living in a day with difficulties and problems in our lives, aren't we? Can I get an amen or a head shaking? Election is just a touch of the drop. Our savings are, you know, every time you turn over, you know, buy gold. The crash is coming. You couldn't carry around enough gold to pay for, here, let me give you a gold nugget to buy a piece of bread. That's just foolishness. I'm sorry, a lot of you have it stashed away in your house already, don't you? That's okay. I'm not against buying gold. I'm really not. I'm not against, and I think you should have savings and IRAs and plan for the future. I think you should. But what's the main thing in the mind of Christ is that you and I be saved this morning. And then if we're saved, He wants us to tell others about Christ, and those people get saved. That's the mind of Christ. See, Jesus wants to save us. Jesus wants to save our lives. And by the way, that's what salvation is. When you hear the word saved, most of us think about one part of salvation. But salvation has three parts to it. There's justification. That means it's an act. The moment you bow your head and trust Jesus Christ that He died for your sins. My friend, right then and there, God pronounces us forgiven, saved, and glorified. Right all there, right there is salvation. But then there's another saving part. That's called sanctification. Bible word means sanctification. That just simply means we become more and more like Christ. This part was instantaneous. This becoming more and more like Christ, it's a process. Hard process, amen? That's why we lose most people when they get saved. That's why you see so many people get baptized. We'll have somebody baptized this morning. You see them baptized and you say, where'd they go? Well, they got in this salvation part and they didn't let Jesus save them and help them to change their life so they could have a successful life like you and I have. And then there's another part of salvation. This is the good part, glorification. That's when we lose this old body. God takes it away and gives us a new body, and there's no more worry, no more doubt. We've got a new body, and that body of sin and flesh will be taken from us, and we'll get a new body that does not have the taint of sin in us. Amen? There ought to be some amens on that. See, salvation is more than, yeah, I got saved. Man, it's getting saved every day to help us live our life. And then one day, either at the trumpet blast, or the undertaker, I prefer the first one. Amen? How about you? But, you know, and I should have mentioned this earlier. Most, a lot of you know Brother Steve Westlake, years here. Their family here. Our brother Matt, married to Anna Westlake. He passed away this week. Young. But see, he got a new body at glorification. No more sickness. No more death. Living death. No, we get a new body. See, that's the mind of Christ. He wants to save us. He wants to help us in our lives and get our lives changed and get it right here on earth. And then one day he wants to take us to heaven and give us a new body. Salvation. That's what it is. And the term salvation includes being saved from something to something. What we need to be saved from is the penalty of our sins. Look at me now. See, every one of us in this room have sinned. Can I get a head shake at least? Every one of us, this pastor, this every one of us in this room have sinned. Did you know the Bible says there's a price or a penalty for that sin? Yes, there is. How many sins do you have to do to have to pay the price, Brother Evans? One. That's why Christ had to come, because he was sinless. So he could die for you and me and pay the penalty for our sin that we owe because we did the sinning. Isn't that a good thing? Can I get an amen this morning? Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. Because Mark Evans couldn't pay for his sin because I have sin in my life. And that same truth is for you too today. So Jesus came to save us from the penalty of our sin. Save us to what? That goes back to the glorification. That means heaven and eternal life. Have you been saved this morning? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt if you die today, God forbid, but you die today and you would step out into eternity, do you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to heaven? My friend, if you don't know that, you need to come forward, shake my hand, we'll take you with somebody away from this. We won't embarrass you a lick. That's a southern term. Won't embarrass you a lick. Let them take the Bible and show you how to be saved. You got to get the mind that Jesus had about getting saved. And then the second way. How do you get the mind of Christ? You got to walk with God. You got to walk with God. Well, how do you walk with God? He's in heaven. Yeah, he's there, but he can walk with you just as much as you can walk with him. It's an expression we use in independent or Christianity today. It doesn't necessarily mean that I go take his hand like my little grandson does. Not much anymore. Runs ahead. But he walks with me and he talks with me. Ladies and gentlemen, he's in heaven, but everywhere I go, he goes. And the expression comes because in the Garden of Eden, God came down after Adam and Eve had sinned in the coolness of the day. Coolness of the day is morning time before our day starts. And he called out, Adam, where art thou, Adam? Because it was his custom to come and walk with Adam, literally walk with him in the Garden of Eden. Could you imagine? But this day and age, we still get to walk with our God. You want the mind of Christ? You got to walk with him in the coolness of the day. Well, I do it at night. My friend, that's not the coolness of the day. That's not the start of the day. We come home, we got a lot of dirty feet. We need to get that dirt that you spend most of the time confessing everything you did during the day. Amen? Can I get, you know, you live in Reading, you work here, You know what I'm saying, don't you? No, we need to start our day walking with our God. How do you walk with God? You pray, my friend. You talk to him. He is a God that will. He's a great conversationalist. You know God's a great conversationalist? He'll never interrupt you. It's not time to pray. Get your heads up. Listen to what Brother Evans is talking about. You got issues, you got problems in your life, you got difficulties. Things need to change in your life. You need to get the mind of God. You need to get the mind of Christ. You need to be like this man that was possessed with demons. He was, look at verse 35, and they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. Listen to me. That's the mind of Christ. We got to get that mind. And you get it by making sure you're saved, telling others they're saved, and then walking with your God. That's just talking to God in the morning. Tell Him what your need is. Tell Him what your family's need is. Tell Him what you want and desire. Pray for others. That's asking. That's talking to God and asking God for things. That's prayer. But here's really, in the walk with God, what gets the mind of Christ. And that's reading the Bible, God's Word. Did you know in this book is the mind of God? We make so little of it nowadays. How's our country, since they took it out of our schools, going? Trying to take it out of our morality. How's it going? Going better, isn't it? Huh? I'm facetious, being very facetious, Anna. But yet we as the people of God, the children of God, we get up in the morning, we get our coffee, we read the wretched Searchlight, or go online and Google it, whatever it is, and we read the news before we even get the news of God. Help us, Jesus. Every morning. Jesus said, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I guarantee you, looking around the room and me, the preacher here this morning, we have not missed very many meals. Not by bread alone. How many of you get up? Well, I'm just running late. Don't run late. I feel for I teach the married couples, and I know. Listen, as grandparents, we had to do it this morning. We got our little one dropped off at whatever time it was. I've worked up a sweat getting the clothes on that boy this morning. Man. And I do what I tell our couples not to do. I put him in front of some video to try to at least keep him tame. He was dumping Mimi's, the grandma's clothes out of the clothes basket. The guy's into everything. I feel for him. But ladies, get up earlier. Go to bed earlier. Put your kids to bed. Get in bed so you can get up and you can walk with God. Because where you get the mind of God is in the Word of God, the Bible. I tell you, if you just take this challenge this morning, if you're not reading your Bible every morning, not just when, oh, I better read the Bible, things are going bad. That's okay. But it needs to be a walk with God. What that indicates, every morning you get up and you read the Bible. Many old settlers here, they know what I'm talking about. They've been doing it for years. It's just part of their routine. But even some of those in us have got a little out of our routine. And our walk with God and getting the mind of Christ has changed. I challenge you this morning. You want things to change? You want things to change in your life? Get the mind of Christ this morning. You get it by making sure you're saved, a no-soul salvation. And then, secondly, walk with God. Read the Bible. Listen to me. The Word of God. Turn to Psalm 119. Do you mind? You don't have to if you don't want to. I'll read it to you. But Psalm 119, one of the last psalms, the longest psalm. All the Psalm 119 is about the Word of God. It's a wonderful place about the Bible. Psalm 119, if you would. Psalm 119, oh boy, Psalm 119, look what it says, wherewithal, if you're not there by now, just stop, pretend like you're there and listen to me. Wherewithal shall a young man, listen to this, cleanse his way. So we need to cleanse our mind, ladies and gentlemen. And the Word of God is how we cleanse the mind. We don't do it with Fox News Network. We don't do it with Fox Business Network. We don't do it in the paper. We don't do it in financial gurus. We don't do it in this and that and the other. It's this book. This book. That's where we get the mind of Christ. And I challenge you to get in the Bible. We need to cleanse it. Can I say this? Until we get to the glorification part of our salvation, do you know there's stuff that's going to be in our mind that we'll never be able to get out? You can get a head shake. This old boy didn't get saved till he was 21 years old. I did a lot of bad stuff in those 21 years. First 5 years, the worst. Thank you for two people listening. You know, ladies and gentlemen, things that are in my mind, I can never get out. I see things and they trigger those things. Until we get the glorified body, those things will still be there. But what we've got to do, we've got to cleanse our mind from putting anything new in our mind that comes from the Word of God, and help us get our mind on the things of God, the book of Romans. We've got to do it. Can I illustrate this? And I'm running out of time. It's like grass at your house, which we don't have anymore because of the drought. But before we had the drought, and we could water our grass, we want that grass to look green. And when you look at it, if you've done any effort to it, or you have a good lawn service, one of the two, you look out there, and you know what, Brother Lee? It just looks beautiful green. You look out there. But when you go to cut it or walk in it, all of a sudden you see down in the blades of grass things called weeds. You know, that's kind of like what we're doing, cleansing our mind. Did you know if you have a good, clean grass crop, you hardly even see those weeds? But you notice the yard that's just never been watered, no weeds everywhere. Do you get the illustration? Do you get it this morning? See, if you want to have a life that's clean, the Word of God... Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse? We got to cleanse our lives. You put in the good. I don't have time to go there, but they asked Jesus to leave. You know what? It says they were afraid. Did you know most people, they are, when they see somebody's life change, they think, or they see something going on, oh, what if God sends me to Africa? That's why a lot of you won't change. You won't get the mind of Christ. You don't want the mind of Christ because you're afraid. You don't want to be like that man clothed in his right mind. You don't want that. Oh, this day and age, we've got to be dressed in a certain way. No, we don't. We have to dress according to the mind of Christ. Thank you, two people. Summertime's coming. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Men, We don't even have a chance. I'm not excusing my actions or any man's actions. But ladies aren't even given, ladies, women aren't even given us a chance. Clothed and in his right mind. See, that's the mind of Christ. If you're there, don't worry about it. If you're not, verse 10 of that same chapter 119 says, with my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. That's a walk with God, David was saying. Verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Psalm 119, 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Ladies and gentlemen, it's tough. Some of you, I know that you have tough things going on in your life. Your heart's broken. Sickness. Brother Westlake, death in the families. life that doesn't seem we're able to get control over the besetting sin in our life. Some of us don't have this mind that Christ wants in us, or the no-so salvation. My friend, you find the answer in the book. Old Saint was dying. He was on his deathbed. He called his servant over who was waiting on him, taking care of him. And on his final breath, he said to the servant there that was helping him, he said, "Bring the book." Sorry, that one isn't working. "Bring the book. Bring the book." He didn't say it that loud. He said it in a whisper, in a dying tone. And the servant leaned down to him and said, "Master, you've got libraries full of books in there. What book do you want?" And the dying saint said, "There's only one book, the Bible." How is your walk with God this morning? Are you saved? Do you know Christ as your Savior? Can we help you this morning? Just get it confirmed. See if you've done the way God says to do to be saved. And then secondly, get the mind of Christ by walking with God every day.